I'm Leah from the Prison Policy Initiative, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Elena Lavareta. Elena started working with PPI when we were both students at Smith College, and she's been part of PPI in many capacities since then. Thanks for being here, Elena.
Thank you for having me, Leah.
So, how did you first become involved with PPI?
My first interaction with PPI was back in 2006 or 2007 when I volunteered to work on a fundraising mailing. So that was a while ago. And then after that, after, you know, getting acquainted with Peter, we had him speak at Smith either once or twice while I was, you know, during the rest of my career at Smith. And then post-graduation, I began interning. And then I eventually became a research associate. And when I went to Wisconsin to start another job and go to grad school, I, you know, ended my official capacity at PPI. But I've stayed in touch.
And when you were working with PPI, what kinds of projects did you work on?
Well, let's see, I did a lot of things. I was just looking at everything today, sort of, you know, trying to refresh myself on all the projects that I worked on. You know, I wrote numerous blog posts and news summaries, and I worked on several reports. During the time that I was working here was when the 2010 census took place, so that year, during spring break, there were a bunch of law student interns, and we wrote a 50-state guide to fixing the problems the 2010 census was going to create, you know, with population counts. So I worked on that, and I co-authored three reports, one on Massachusetts and one on Oklahoma and one on Pennsylvania. Yeah, I did a bunch of social media stuff, Facebook, and I helped out with sort of web design, feng shui, and, you know, did everyday office stuff as well. And, you know, I think one of the big things that I did that's not really quantifiable is just, you know, being present and being a sounding board on different things that happen here, that different reports or letters that Peter and Alex were working on, and getting a lot of experience sort of, you know, translating complex policy ideas into everyday language and thinking a lot about flow and structure and how to make that make sense to a lot of people, you know, or a fair amount of people.
So hearing you summarize all that really strikes me what a wide range of skills and projects that you've worked on in your capacity with PPI. And I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit to how those skills and knowledge that you've developed here have served you since you've gone on to do other really important work. For example, what you did in Wisconsin with immigration justice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's sort of hard to quantify what all the skills that, you know, that I brought forward with me. But I think some of the main things that come to mind are, like I just mentioned, sort of relaying complex policy ideas that are sort of wonky or abstract into everyday language. When I first got my job at VOCES, it was right after the, you know, Governor Walker had introduced his infamous budget repair bill. And so a lot of the talk at the time was about how the bill would affect working families and specifically collective bargaining and how, you know, so it was a lot about union, you know, sort of the like discourse was kind of mostly sort of led by union organizers, and shaped by union organizers. And working at an immigrant worker rights center, we definitely, that was like really important to us because, you know, a lot of what we did was around worker rights and we coalitioned, you know, with these labor unions, but we also, you know, needed to analyze the budget and talk about our particular, you know, issues that just affected immigrants, undocumented and documented. So, you know, making fact sheets and trying to, and everything was moving so fast at the time, you know, that it was really, I think my work at PPI just only helped me prepare for that moment, you know, and just being comfortable around state legislative issues, and feeling like I know what I'm talking about when people are, you know, when I'm trying to explain to someone how a bill becomes a law, you know, and all these different things, and, you know, just that intimacy. And I think I was explaining to you, Leah, the other day, just the sort of that I think my experience at PPI made it that much more fun, you know, that I was like, wow, this is really all these things that I've sort of like thought about and, you know, these processes that I've sort of witnessed from afar by participating in writing these reports and seeing, you know, our reports be the basis of legislation, actually getting to be a part of that legislative process was really, you know, awesome. And my work at PPI totally prepared me for that. Yeah, and I think so a lot of that is, you know, both relaying complex ideas, but also building confidence. You know, PPI was my first job out of college, and I think that Peter trusted me, and so I think that that helped to build my confidence, you know, as a competent, you know, worker and organizer. And I think that at my job, especially being familiar with criminal justice issues, you know, my job at VOSES, you know, I was like kind of the expert on criminal justice stuff there. And that was great, you know, and that's definitely how I pitched myself. I was like, you know, immigrant justice and criminal justice are, you know, two sides of the same coin. And I, you know, can make this unique contribution in this way. And so yeah, and then, yeah, like I said before, just sort of being intimate with the political process has been really important. And, you know, even teaching, you know, has been, you know, it's sort of like you have a very specific audience, you know, and how do you target what you want to say and what you want them to learn.
And this was the teaching that you did while you were in a master's program for right. Yes. Study women and gender and
yeah,
University of Madison, is that right?
Right, yeah. So while I was at VOSES, I began a program in gender and women's studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And then I eventually just did that full time after I left VOSES. And yeah, and so I taught, you know, as a teaching assistant. And I, you know, teaching is similarly, like you sort of have to like pitch ideas and you have like a targeted audience and you have to like do the, you know, and you want them to get what you're saying, but also have the freedom to make their own opinions. And, you know, right. So it felt similar. It's all felt totally connected, you know.
Wow. So in all of that, and in all of the different projects that you've worked on both here and since then, I'm wondering if you could speak to any particular highlights of either your experience at PPI or using skills or information that you gained and developed here at PPI in other contexts.
Yeah, I think some of the highlights have just been like working with the people that I've gotten to work with here, and seeing what's possible for what kind of work is possible, and, you know, the PPI produces such, you know, good quality and also abundant work, you know, and seeing that both things can happen at the same time is really important.
You don't have to choose.
Exactly. And, you know, so that's definitely been a highlight. And I think also, you know, seeing democracy work happen that's really, you know, really progressive, you know, and to radical, you know, just like really really progressive work that's, you know, about democracy, and that's really inspiring. I think that there's, in social justice work, that there's, like, the people who care about democracy and the people who are like, ugh, you know, like, the democratic process is broken. And it's like at PPI, we're like, yeah, the democratic process is broken for these reasons. And, you know, these are ways to fix it, you know, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. I think one of the ways, and then maybe this is sort of a skill slash something unique about PPI and also a highlight about being here, is but just developing that, you know, micro and macro analysis, and being able to hold on to both, you know, in your work, both your analysis and your, you know, organizing work and the way you take action, has been a highlight. And I think also just, you know, a more tangible thing is the first time that I was, when I was here originally, in 2008 to 2010, you know, our first bill passed. And so that was really exciting. And being part of that was just, yeah, just, you know, exciting to see it come to, see the work come to fruition in that way. So yeah, I think those are some highlights.
those are great highlights. So my last question is, I know lots of folks are checking out their schedules, thinking about, you know, lots of decisions to mm-hmm. be made about where to intern and where mm-hmm. to work and how to set up a career, particularly mm-hmm. for folks who are maybe either an undergrad or getting out of about to graduate from a law or master's program. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what you might say to folks who are thinking about how an internship or work-study position with PPI mm-hmm. Can help to propel and fuel a larger trajectory.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I mentioned before, I think that, you know, Peter really trusts, you know, the intelligence and the hard work of the people who come here to do internships and volunteer. And so in that way, you know, I think you get more responsibility than other places you might work and intern. And that, you know, could be overwhelming at first, I suppose, you know, that you sort of have a lot of responsibility and you're not sure if you can do it. But I think that it's a really important experience, and you get valuable skills and, you know, tangible and results. And so I think you actually do real work here as an intern. You know, you're not like getting someone's coffee or running errands or buying someone's plane tickets or, you know, things like that, which, you know, and there's an argument that can be made for why interns do that and sort of putting in your time. But really at PPI, you know, you put in your time by doing real work, you mm-hmm. know? And that is really unique, I think. And I also think, you know, the fact that I'm back here doing another project after I've graduated from a master's program and had another job organizing, just speaks to the importance of the relationships that PPI builds with, you know, everyone who comes in the door. And that's really unique too, you know, even on things that aren't necessarily, you know, Peter's been like a great person for me to bounce lots of ideas off of. And that has been, you know, if I hadn't gotten paid and all I did was intern for PPI, it would have been worth it just to have this maintained relationship, you know, because it has been really important to me. And yeah, and so I think that if you put, you know, good work in, PPI will give you thoughtful, meaningful, you know, connection back.
Great. Well, we are so grateful for your continued relationship with us and for all the great work that you've done, both originally and more recently. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat today.
Thanks, Leah.